Dr. Robert Mather, and I'm the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Can emojis predict remote worker dropout? So GitHub platform, whatever that is, had researchers go in and look at 63 million posts, 10 million developers, and about 14% of those posts contained emojis. They found machine learning could look at the emojis and predict whether or not the developers had more or less of a chance of dropping out of the platform. So more emoji use led to less likelihood of dropping out of the platform. The idea behind this is that by expressing themselves using emojis, they're more likely to stay engaged with the platform and enjoy each other's company and continue to work that way. This is very similar to the machine learning research of Matthew Nock from Harvard University. He does work with suicide research and looking at text messages and things like that, and has found in different settings that they can predict likelihood of suicide attempts in clinical populations. So there's a lot of irrationalities as far as COVID, right? I mean, wearing three masks when there's a vaccine available is relatively ridiculous. So think about the impact of the overwhelmingly majority progressive counselors in the field of mental health. So if you're a person who's what would traditionally be considered agoraphobic, right? You're afraid to go outside, you're afraid to contact other people. Those are issues that a person under ordinary circumstances might be considered to have some type of clinical diagnosis. But in these days, that's probably an adaptive thing when there is a pandemic going on, except for, you know, irrationality, right? You haven't been out, you don't see anybody, you're not around people, you wear three masks, a person's vaccinated or other people around them are vaccinated, but they're still afraid to go out and do things. All right, this is going to lead to problems eventually, right? I mean, children have been told all kinds of things. You know, if you're 4 years old, 25% of your life was during a pandemic. So there's going to be mental health issues that come out of this pandemic, there's no question, along with, you know, suicide attempts and loneliness and depression and all the other things that we have been talked about in the past. But let's say that you're a person who believes that it's safer to go outside than some of the other progressives necessarily believe. And so you go to find a counselor, and your counselors say, yeah, no, these are real fears, you're not irrational. And they tell you that they're rational fears from behind their triple mask, right? That's not good. That's where you're going to find a problem with an overwhelming majority of a profession like mental health being liberal. And there needs to be much more balance for a variety of reasons, but that's just one of them. If you've read my other articles, you know there's a lot of other reasons I bring up too. In the news this week, CNN ratings since Inauguration Day, viewers have dropped 36% in the 7 to 10 central time time slot, 47% in the age 25 to 54 demographic during that time slot, and in a whole host of other demographic and categories, CNN has lost tremendous amounts of rating. So apparently Joe Biden is not nearly as interesting as Donald Trump, or at least as far as CNN wants to cover. There's a lot of interesting, terrible things Joe Biden has been doing to our nation. Whether it's immigration or COVID or taxation or whatever. But which leads us to, let me jump into talking a little bit about some of his lies, right? So here's two. Just like to kind of point those out on the record, right? Joe Biden on the campaign trail said that people making under $400,000 would not pay any more in taxes. It was only people making above $400,000 that would pay more in taxes. But now he says he meant families. So Joe Biden also said that stimulus checks of $2,000 would come if Americans voted for him. And then again, if the people of Georgia voted for the Senate candidate that he wanted them to vote for, also a lie. That's not the stimulus check that came to anybody. Recently, Donald Trump was somewhat vindicated in the Michigan courts. The Michigan Secretary of State was ruled to have broken the state law by making changes to the absentee ballots in the processes instead of having that go through the state legislature. Doesn't matter now because Joe Biden is president, but Donald Trump's campaign is starting to win some of the lawsuits they had in place. Found some new Israeli archaeologists found some new Dead Sea Scrolls, and they announced that on Tuesday. So for people who are interested in the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's more of them that were found in that network of caves. Which is a good segue into Dr. Mark Hitchcock, who's the pastor at Faith Bible Church here in Edmond, Oklahoma. He recently made a post. He's written a number of books, does a podcast. His specialty is the rapture and revelations. Anyway, so he recently pointed out that he's now being censored by YouTube. And so I'd like to welcome Dr. Hitchcock to the club. First big tech came for Alex Jones, then big tech came for other conservatives, then big tech came for me and came for Donald Trump. And now big tech has come for God, and that's really not a surprise. Take a look at my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics. It's available for sale on barnesandnoble.com. Buy a copy and leave a good rating before the cancel culture comes and gets me. Thank you very much. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.